We hear descriptions of Krishna. How beautiful is Krishna? How loving is Krishna? How kind is Krishna? How in all respects Krishna is Krishna, which means all attractive. And we hear about life in the spiritual world where we're meant to be, Vaikuntha, no anxieties. Not only no anxieties, but Krishna Keli Shuddha Prashravana. The pastimes of Krishna are a cascade of nectar, bliss, overwhelming bliss. Kataganam Natyam Gamanam Api Vangshi Priyasaki Chidanandam Jyoti Param Apitada Svadyam Apicha. There, the talking is singing in the spiritual world. People don't walk, they're so happy they dance, and Krishna's flute sound is the constant companion of our friendly companion of our lives. Everything there is full of spiritual bliss, lightened with the spiritual light, and all of that is tasted at every moment. There's some description of that. And naturally, if we are faithful in Krishna, that is the beginning of devotional lives, who is faithful. Shradhavan jan hoy bhakti adhikari. The first eligibility for entering into devotional life is to have faith at some level. So then, yeah, we have faith. We want to go to the spiritual world. We want to be with Krishna. Another major, essential step on the path to pure devotional service is to come to realize the futility of material existence and to desire to overcome, to be free from all material attractions, knowing that they're all obstacles on the path to attaining Krishna. Technically, in Sanskrit, in the Gaudiya Vaishnav terminology, anything that obstructs us from attaining Krishna, our material attachments, our material motivations and ambitions, our misconceptions, they're all called anartha, which can be literally translated as that which is devoid of meaning. It's all meaningless. What are we attached to? We're attached to the body. The body is temporary. It's not me. Whatever else I'm attached to is I'm attached to in relation to this body. My home, my wife, my cat, my neighbor, there's raga attachment and dvesha. So I may be my neighbor. I don't like my neighbor. But that's also, that's called dvesha. Raga is attachment, dvesha is aversion. But why be attached to anything if it's not me, has no real connection with me? And why be averse to anyone or anything, whatever they say or do to me? Why? It's nothing really to do with me. If I understand, I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. But due to identifying with our situation in this material world, we remain stuck in it. Philosophically, we can understand this is all nonsense, but it's hard to overcome these anarthas. If we want to go to Krishna, then how do we overcome all these anarthas, which means meaningless, anything which is conceived of without connection with Krishna, without understanding it to have a connection with Krishna. Ritaritam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani yadvid yad atmano mayam yatabhaso yatatamaha. One of the definitions of maya, illusion, given in the Srimad Bhagavatam is anything which is conceived of in the mind of the individual without understanding its connection with Krishna. And that includes all the great knowledge of science and the huge libraries of knowledge. If it's not understood in connection to Krishna, it may be knowledge, but it's not real knowledge. It's like a flash of light, or a reflection of light in the darkness. It appears to be light, but it doesn't really take us anywhere. It doesn't reveal anything, as does actual knowledge. Actual knowledge is tesham aditya vajjanam yata prakashati yat param. Not quite getting it. That's just like the sun arising in the sky, which lights up everything very clearly. That is understanding of our relationship with Krishna. So then the question arises, how to overcome all bad qualities, how to overcome all anarthas and fully surrender to Krishna. In this regard, I'd like to read one of the many, many essential verses in Bhagavatam. Essential. It's essential to... There's so many verses in Bhagavatam which we may not exactly learn the Sanskrit, we may not exactly learn the English translation, but the understanding their purport is essential to our progress in Krishna consciousness. So one of these essential verses I'm going to read out, which is specifically concerned with the topic of overcoming anarthas, or unwanted things which block our progress on the path to Krishna. The verse is as follows. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Text 6. Anartho pashamang sakshad bhakti yoga madhokshaje lokasya janato vidvangs chakre satvata sanghitam. The translation, very kindly given by Srila Prabhupada. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has paraphrased this verse in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that Maya Mugda Jiva Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan Jibere Kripa Koile Krishna Ved Puran. Being enamored and bewildered by the illusory energy of Krishna, the living beings in the conditioned state don't get it. They don't understand Krishna. It doesn't, even if we tell them, it doesn't click in their minds in so many cases. Therefore, Krishna in his avatar as Vyas, this is implied, it's not stated in the original Bengali, as it is here in the Sanskrit verse, well, Vidvang in the Sanskrit verse specifically refers to Vyasadeva. So Krishna in his avatar as Vyas compiled the Vedic literature and the Puranas to give us knowledge of Krishna out of his mercy, Jibari Kripa, out of mercy. So Srila Prabhupada is the outstanding representative of Vyasadeva in, we can say, the previous generation. He's still present now by his teachings, as is Vyasadeva, as are all the acharyas present by their teachings. So he very mercifully translated this, and here's his merciful purport to this verse also. Srila Vyasadeva saw the all-perfect personality of Godhead. This statement suggests that the complete unit of the personality of Godhead includes his parts and parcels also. He saw, therefore, he refers to Vyasadeva, he saw, therefore, his different energies, and here his different energies refers to the personality of Godhead's energies. Vyasadeva saw the personality of Godhead's different energies, namely the internal energy, the marginal energy, and the external energy. He also saw his different plenary portions and parts of the plenary portions, namely his different incarnations also. And he specifically observed the unwanted miseries of the conditioned souls who are bewildered by the external energy. And at last he saw the remedial measure for the conditioned souls, namely the process of devotional service. It is a great transcendental science and begins with the process of hearing and chanting the name, fame, glory, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead does not depend on the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it wholly and solely depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. But even with the prescribed forms of hearing and chanting, there is at once mitigation of the superfluous and unwanted miseries of material existence. Such mitigation of material affection does not wait for development of transcendental knowledge. Rather, knowledge is dependent on devotional service for the ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth. And as that's the end of the purport. As usual, when reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we find in each sentence so much is given in a short way, which can be unpacked and discussed, which is why Srila Prabhupada, was one reason why Srila Prabhupada wanted us to have regular talks on Gita and Bhagavatam and other scriptures. He wanted us to have these regularly, daily, in the temples, a regular function for all the devotees to attend and absorb the message of Godhead. Now, this point, overcoming anarthas, it's a very common question because often devotees realize that they have some particular anartha and they find it very hard to overcome. And they understand, theoretically, that this anartha is stopping my progress or it's inhibiting my progress in Krishna consciousness. I want to go to Krishna. I've understood theoretically and from my heart also, I feel this desire. I want to go to Krishna. I want to run to Krishna. But it's as if there's an iron ball on my feet, chained to my feet. And when I want to run, it's holding me back. Not only is it holding me back, but the iron ball, there's a big magnet which is dragging the iron ball and dragging me along with it, dragging me backwards. So how to overcome all these anarthas? Many times we ask, how can I overcome? This is a how-to question. How can I overcome lethargy? Sometimes I know theoretically, but slow doubts. Doubts come in my mind. Am I part of a cult? Does Krishna really exist? Attachments. It's very, very difficult for householders, I can imagine, because on one hand, we're trying to cultivate attachment to Krishna, which means detachment from everything material. And I understand I have no material connection with my family, but on the other hand, in my present situation, well, I have no spiritual connection with my family. Well, on one hand, I do. They're all jivas. They're all part and parcel of Krishna. But in the way we interact, I have to bring money. I have to spend money. I have to discipline the children. There's so many things I have to do. And attachment arises, and I have to do it. And not only do I have to do it, but naturally we feel affection. We have children. I mean, everyone feels it. I mean, most people, unless they're really nasty or perverted, or the way life is in the modern world, and when you see a young child, you naturally feel some affection for that child. It's a natural thing. Human beings, when they see a child of the same species, they feel affection. Even they feel affection for a puppy dog, or a kitty cat. So, and then what to speak if you have your own children, and then attachment arises, and it can be a bit of a quandary for householders, because on the one hand, your duty is there to bring them up in Krishna consciousness and bring the family to Krishna consciousness, but at the same time you may feel the attachment is, there's a material overlay. Even Kunti Devi prayed, Sneha Pashim Emang Chindi Dura Pandushu Vishnushu. That she prayed to Krishna that you break the bond of affection this I have for my family members, but our family members were the Vrishnis on one side and the Pandavas on the other side, the father's side and her father's side and the family she married into and her own children. So they're all great devotees, but still she was feeling some overlay of material attachment. So attachments, and even Srila Prabhupada writes that even sannyasis, they don't have the same kind of attachment for the family as a family man does. But he may be attached to his Kamandalu, his little water pot, or whatever else, whatever little possessions he has. What about insincerity? I mean, that's really a problem if we just find that, I'm just not that committed, or lack of enthusiasm. There's so many times people ask us, how can we overcome all these different anarthas? Well, what does Bhagavatam say? Anartho pashamang sakshad bhakti yoga madhoksha jay lokasya janato vidvangs chakre sadvata sanghitam. The material miseries of the living entity which are superfluous to him can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service, but the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadev compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the supreme truth. So there's the answer. The way to advance in bhakti and overcome all anarthas is to do bhakti. And I say, well, I'm already doing bhakti, but I have these anarthas. And then we come again to Bhagavatam. What does Bhagavatam say? Bhaktya sanjati abhaktya. That by bhakti, bhakti gives rise to bhakti. We are at the stage of practice. It will give rise to the more advanced level. There's practice and there's perfection. Srila Prabhupada said that writes here in the purport, the dormant affection or love of Godhead, it's not just by mechanically hearing and chanting that won't happen, but at least there'll be mitigation of material miseries. And that we do experience, and we can see even in devotees if they're struggling and this and that. Struggling means struggling with the mind. That we find in Gita, Mamai Vangsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashashtani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karshati. We're all parts and parcels of Krishna eternally, but we're struggling with the senses, which are centered around the mind. We're struggling in material existence. So we see even devotees are struggling, but they're in a much better position than if they're not practicing. Sometimes we see devotees after some time, they're practicing for some time, and at some point it comes, they make a decision. Enough is enough. I'm going back to material. I'm not going to practice so strongly. I'll be a devotee, but I have to go. I'm living in the temple as a brahmachari, but anyway, I want to go outside and work and make money, and then we get married. But they have no idea. They have no idea what it's like. It's like being hit by a truck again and again and again. Whatever discrepancies we may find in devotional society, when we go into the harsh material world, even the people we may live with and associate with in who are not devotees, they may not be like real felons or demons or just ordinary people, but they're not devotees, and it's tough and it's harsh. And a practicing devotional service gives us relief from that, but we want to go further. We're going to go up. We're going to run to Krishna. Throw Atmanikshepa. There are different words. Atmanivedanam, offering ourselves to Krishna. That is synonymous with Atmanivedanam, Atmasamarpanam, offering ourselves to Krishna. Then that's synonymous with Mame Kam Sharanang Raja, taking shelter fully of Krishna. But then there's another phase of that, Atmanikshepa, throwing ourselves at Krishna. We want to throw ourselves at Krishna, to run to Krishna. But that heavy iron ball of various attachments and his misconceptions or maybe lack of willingness is holding us back. So many times we get asked, we give a whole seminar on how to be enthusiastic, how to overcome lack of enthusiasm, how to overcome material attachments, how to come lack of sincerity. Lack of sincerity is a tough one. Well, an answer to all of these how-to questions is, if you see yourself lacking in any quality, associate with those who you see have the quality, and by their good association, then we'll imbibe that quality. But also, we should know that all auspiciousness and good qualities spring simply from the understanding and the conviction that I am an insignificant servant of Krishna. I am meant only for Krishna's pleasure. My own happiness or distress is not an issue. Whether I'm happy or not. Why do we have attachments? Why are we away? Why are we attached to whatever it may be? My kopin or sannyasi, he's attached to his room and his comfort. Well, we're thinking, why is it? I'm thinking of how I will be happy. Now, it may not, but now we shouldn't. I don't want to open the door for lots of criticisms of sannyasis here or anyone else. But it may be that the sannyasi wants a quiet room so that he can concentrate on his chanting or his service. For myself, I like a quiet place so I can do writing, preparing talks like this. Srila Prabhupada also, devotees arranged for him that he could be in a suitable place for the spiritual master. They didn't think, well, he's self-realized, so we'll put him up in the toilet. They wanted to make suitable arrangements to facilitate his service and to give him proper honor. But we should know that if I'm attached to this or that, because we're thinking in terms of my own happiness, in terms of not in terms of my life is meant for Krishna. If we simply understand this point, if we say it again and again and again, Nahang Vipro na Chanarapati and na Pi Vaisho na Shudro, I'm not a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisha, Shudra, none of these things. Nahang Vani na Chagrihapati and na Pi Vaisho na Novanastoga Yatirva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I'm not a brahmachari, grihasta, nor a vanaprastha, nor a sannyasi. Kintu. But then what am I? What happened? He merged in the impersonal Brahman. He's left everything behind. Purnam Nikhilananda, Purnam Rit Abdeh. Gopi Bhatur Pada Kamalaya Dasudasa Nudasa. I identify myself in my pure spiritual identity as a servant of a servant. It's only said twice, but it can be said. The servant of 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 Sri Krishna, who is the husband or the maintainer of the gopis of Vrindavan, and who is ever existing as an ocean of transcendental bliss. So from this understanding. And therefore we need to hear Bhagavatam. I'm an internal servant of Krishna. I'm only meant for Krishna. The very beginning of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the delineation of pure devotional service as taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the very beginning we learn that devotional service, pure devotional service means to take to Krishna consciousness with the understanding, I'm an eternal servant of Krishna and I'm only meant to serve Krishna. Pure devotional service, it brings all auspiciousness, destroys all miseries caused by sin, and brings all auspiciousness. Actually, the two things go on side by side. One thing is destroying, and all sinful reactions are destroyed. We can understand if we have attachments that some kind of it's a sinful effect within our mind is going on. Srila Prabhupada, in his Nectar of Devotion, which is a modern exposition of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami, gives the example that a fan, an electric fan, continues to spin even after it's disconnected from the electric current. But because it's disconnected, it will become slower and slower and slower, and then it will cease altogether. So in the same way, if we go on in full Krishna consciousness and we disconnect from material life, then even though in the mind the attachments may go on and some effect may be felt, that will go away. It'll just become less and less and less. So simply from this understanding, I am an eternal servant of Krishna. I am not this body. I have nothing to do with this material world. Either what's good and what's bad, dvaite bhadra bhadra gyan sabmana dharma, e bhalo, e manda, e shabram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is jnana yoga, actually. It's not even bhakti yoga. It's jnana. It's something to be understood, that anything in this world, what's good and what's bad, It has no meaning, ultimately, because it's all conceived of in terms of material identity. So I am an eternal servant of Krishna. We hear from Bhagavatam again and again and again, who is Krishna? Who am I? What is my relationship? How to develop that relationship? Sambandha gyan, abhideya, prayojan, all again. Simply to understand, I am only meant for Krishna's happiness. Now I am in this situation. I have to act within this situation. I could just say, okay, I'm going to tell someone to Krishna, forget everything, and I'll just go and sit in a cave and chant Hare Krishna and forget everything else. We're not ready for that. We do have attachments. We have to live within our situation and at the same time cultivate Krishna consciousness. Tane sita shurigatang tanuvang anobi ye prayasho jitajitobi apitai sri lokam. Stay in the position we're in and go on hearing and chanting about Krishna. And then we can come to the stage of conquering the unconquerable, conquering unconquerable Krishna by love. Stay in our position. Well, if we're a butcher, yeah, that we should change it. Stay in our position means if we're in a pious situation in Varnashram. Otherwise, there may be a need to make some material adjustment also. But sometimes we may not be able to do that also. We may be married with three children and then we take to Krishna consciousness and the other members of the family are not very interested, or they may be inimical, maybe a very difficult situation to practice Krishna consciousness. We may not be able to change it. We may not be able to come out of that situation, or it may not even be advisable for various reasons to come out of that. But still, the basic formula is the same. Some people have to practice Krishna consciousness in very difficult situations. They can take it as Krishna's mercy on them. Others may be in a very favorable situation and then they become complacent. They're crying out for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in The Nectar of Devotion that one should learn this little technique of crying for Krishna, not artificially, but crying from the heart for Krishna. So the difficult situation may be more conducive. But anyway, the basic point, how to overcome all anarthas and fully surrender to Krishna. Just cultivate this desire again and again. Tell us, make it our identity. Identify, I am a servant of Krishna. I am only meant for his pleasure at every moment and in everything I do. And with that understanding, conduct our life in this world. And of course, conduct our life in this world means following all the principles of devotional service as given by the acharyas. Again, we have the principles given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 64 principles of devotional service. And then all good qualities will develop. We may say, how can I develop? How to develop kindness, how to develop selflessness, how to develop detachment, humility. All the good qualities proceed simply from this understanding, from being or becoming, or at least committing ourselves to being a pure devotee. We take to Krishna consciousness, many of us, it seems to be mostly in Kali Yuga, people take relief from distress is a major motive because this Kali Yuga is so distressful. Arto jignyasur artharati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Well known verse. Chatur vidha bhajante manjano sukriti in Arjuna. Artho jignyasur artharti gyani cha bharatarshava. Four kinds of pious people take to my devotional service, Lord Krishna says. One who is distressed, one who is desirous of wealth, one who is inquisitive, and one who is in knowledge of the absolute truth. But mostly in Kali Yuga, it may be a mixture also. It may be someone's inquisitive and distressed, or inquisitive and desirous of money. But in Kali Yuga, and that's the great quality of Kali Yuga, if it's understood in this way, that the distress of Kali Yuga pushes pious people toward Krishna, to surrender to Krishna. Krishna! I'm suffering so much. Please deliver me. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpati, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostate. O Krishna, you are an ocean of mercy. You are the uplifter of the poor. I am so poor and fallen, and you are an ocean of mercy. You're the Lord of the universe. You can do anything. Uplift me, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta. Uplift me to the spiritual world where you are the Lord of the gopis and the gopas and the lover of Radharani. So we may pray like that in desperation. We take to Krishna consciousness to get free from material distress, but we're not allowed to live peacefully. Just the material world is like that, especially in Kali Yuga. And the gurus, one of their tasks is to see that everyone is not peaceful. Well, not complacent, at least. That they should be fully engaged in Krishna service. And yeah, the guru is a do this, don't do that. It can be hard for the ego. Do this, don't do that. Why all the time? Don't this, don't do that. Do this, don't do that. Pushing, it's a pushing movement, Srila Prabhupada said. My Guru Maharaj pushed me, I'm pushing you, and you should push others. And we should push ourselves also. Unless we push ourselves, we can be pushed externally. Surrender, work hard, don't throw that garbage on the ground. Chant clearly. Don't chant just some schnook-schnook mantra. But we have to push ourselves internally. Otherwise, unless we're prepared to take the pushing and internalize that pushing and internalize the desire for self-purification and the effort for self-purification, it's not going to happen. Now, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport of the verse that we just read that mechanically following, hearing and chanting, that may not give pure devotional service, but it depends on the mercy of the Lord, which is received through the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada writes, when the Lord is fully satisfied with this sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. So that's the point. There has to be a genuine service attitude. We're praying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. It's a prayer for service. There has to be a genuine, which means sincere, attitude of wanting to serve Krishna. Otherwise, our advancement will be very slow. Until we get that point. Once we get this point, anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti rutama. Pure devotional service at the highest level is defined as acting without desire for personal gain on the gross material platform, or liberation from the gross material platform, but simply acting for Krishna's pleasure, cultivating this. And we say, well, I'm just chanting so many Sanskrit verses. Yeah, that's it. That's the knowledge that we get. It's not even a matter of learning Sanskrit verses, but internalizing the attitude. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the performer. Krishna, I am yours. Let me serve you. That attitude is there. Otherwise, our advancement will be very slow. If we don't have this attitude, if we're not really trying to serve Krishna in the best possible way, then we'll have, then the anartas will remain. They may even appear to increase. Or we may have so many imagined problems. So many problems we have, there may not be problems at all. Just we take things too seriously. That, oh, he said bad things about me. These people are too tough. I can't preach to them. I can't distribute books to them. Imagine problems. And for devotees who don't imbibe this spirit, I'm only meant for Krishna. It's very hard to help them, even if they say they want help, or even if they've come to Krishna and we're trying to help them to come up. But unless they have this genuine spirit of service to Krishna, then it's very hard to help them come up, and they'll have so many excuses not to surrender to Krishna. So, what should we do? Study Bhagavatam. Imbibe the spirit of Bhagavatam. Apply our intelligence to understanding this message and to living it in every second, in every moment. We may also exercise our life option. I was saying we can stay in any condition, but it may be that some positions are better for advancement in Krishna consciousness. I just got an email from a devotee who stated that they came to Krishna consciousness with a lot of excitement and a lot of hope after reading Srila Prabhupada's books, but then what happened? It didn't seem to be that the association they were in within ISKCON really jived with what's in the books. And then he said after 10 years of going on in a, I'm paraphrasing, going on in a somewhat robotic way of Krishna consciousness, they again discovered that association and the kind of devotees who had really living that spirit of Krishna consciousness as they found it in the books. So it was like rediscovering Krishna consciousness after a gap of 10 years. So it may be that even within ISKCON, you may have joined in a certain situation, and after some time you find, well, it's not really happening. The devotees, they're not really running or toward Krishna. Everything's going on, but something's amiss. So you may consider changing your situation, even within ISKCON. You don't have to stay in a situation because you joined within it. That's a consideration. Anyway, we have to do whatever is necessary for our own spiritual advancement. That's a fact. But at the same time, there are so many other considerations also. Okay, now I'm going to read now from another verse from Bhagavatam with Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. This is from Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Text 46. Te vai vidantyati taranti cha deva mayam sri shudra huna shabara api papa jivaha yad yad bhuta krama parayana shila shikshas Tiryagjana apikim ushruta dharanaye. Translation. Surrendered souls, even from groups living sinful lives, such as women, the laborer class, the mountaineers, and the shabaras, or even the birds and beasts. Mountaineers, Srila Prabhupada has translated hun as mountaineers. I guess that means people who live in mountainous regions. Or even the birds and beasts can also know about the science of Godhead and become liberated from the clutches of the illusory energy by surrendering unto the pure devotees of the Lord and by following in their footsteps in devotional service. Purport. Sometimes there are inquiries as to how one can surrender unto the Supreme Lord. You see, this is exactly in tandem with what I've been discussing. How to overcome this? So Srila Prabhupada writes, sometimes there are inquiries as to how one can surrender unto the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada continues the purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66, the Lord asked Arjuna to surrender to him, and therefore persons unwilling to do so question where God is and to whom they should surrender. The answer to such questions or inquiries is given here very properly. The personality of Godhead may not be present before one's eyes, but if one is sincere in wanting such guidance, the Lord will send a bona fide person who can guide one properly back home, back to Godhead. There is no need of material qualifications for making progress on the path of spiritual realization. In the material world, when one accepts some particular type of service, he is required to possess some particular type of qualification also. Without this, one is unfit for such service. But in the devotional service of the Lord, the only qualification required is surrender. Surrendering oneself is in one's own hands. If one likes, he can surrender immediately, without delay, and that begins his spiritual life. Sometimes we think, oh, when am I going to surrender? But that's only the beginning. The bona fide representative of God is as good as God himself. Or in other words, the loving representative of the Lord is more kind and more easy to approach. A sinful soul cannot approach the Lord directly, but such a sinful man can very easily approach a pure devotee of the Lord. And if one agrees to put himself under the guidance of such a devotee of the Lord, he can also understand the science of God and can also become like the transcendental pure devotee of the Lord and thus get his liberation back to Godhead, back to home for eternal happiness. So, realization of the science of Godhead and relief from the unnecessary, useless struggle for existence are not at all difficult for the willing candidate, but they are very difficult for persons who are not surrendered souls, but who simply speculate without any profit. So from this we say that if devotees are, how can I surrender? How can I overcome this? How can I overcome that? The very preoccupation with thinking, it implies a lack of surrender, a lack of faith that if I surrender, Shraddha, the beginning of faith, is the faith that if I surrender to Krishna, everything is, that's all I have to do. Shraddha shabde, vishas kare, sudrida nischoy, Krishna bhakti koile sharva kama krita hoy. That if I, the faith means to accept that if I take to Krishna's service, that's it. If I surrender to Krishna, everything is taken care of. And even all these difficulties will be overcome if I simply stick to serving Krishna. Don't fixate our minds on the anartha. It's something like looking at the stool. Look up to Krishna. Om Tad Vishnu Paramang Padang Sada Pashanti Suryo Ho Divi Vichakshuratatam. look up to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyavacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya chunakam padayo nipatya. Kritvacha kakushatameta daham bravimi. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat. Gauranga chandra charane kuruta. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mokaro navayam vicharayamaha hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvi vilotama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.